politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter, fabulous producer. We appreciate his help and hard work. Hands up and put them together. Let's put those hands together for Rob Setter. We appreciate it. He's taking good care of us and making everything happen. So we're very grateful for that. On the news line with us now, Dr. Kathy Keegan joins us. Good morning, Dr. Keegan. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. You're safe and well, I hope.
I am safe and well, and I hope the same for you.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm doing well here. We do a lot of work, but it beats working, if you know what I mean. You are superintendent of Milton Area School District and have helped oversee what is always a changing landscape in education. There just isn't anything that isn't new, and really the changing face of education over the past 10 years has just been incredible anyway, but now overseeing the pandemic. So give us a quick snapshot. If I'm not familiar with the district, what's happening in the district these days? How's the learning happening? How's the pandemic affecting everything?
So right now, the learning is happening 100% virtual. Our students each have their own technology device, and so every day they meet with their teachers through a product called Microsoft Teams. They see each other, so they have interaction and engagement. And they start their day with the morning meeting, or they start each of their blocks learning with a teacher that they would have normally had in their daily schedule. We are not coming to school. Everyone is working from home except for maintenance and custodians, and our food service workers are making meals to make sure that our children are fed. We also do have our secretaries and principals and administration coming in as needed, but we are honoring the governor's mandates to stay home and stay safe.
Well, describe this online learning in even greater detail, and then I think a part of that's going to be how you've overcome some areas where you don't have high-speed internet.
So our online learning includes a different pieces of technology tools. Not only do we use Microsoft Teams, which is very similar to Zoom, or GoToMeeting, but we also have access to something called ClassDojo, Remind, which allows teachers to interact with families and students. We have email. We also use something called OneNote, and all the wonderful pieces of technology that are available to us. Our students do get daily assignments. We look at what is critical knowledge that our students need to know in order to continue to make progress in their learning, which is always a concern when you don't have that face-to-face instruction, how much the kids understand, how much they know, and how much they are able to do. But we have found great success. We have been ramping up for a one-to-one for the past several years. So the transition was a little bit better for us, except for internet connectivity, which continues to be a problem in rural Pennsylvania. Sometimes we forget that there's 235 school districts in Pennsylvania that are considered rural, and we have internet connectivity issues. We've had some regional partners that have worked with us, and they've offered deals to our families. We also have provided over 200 hotspots for our families and for some staff who do not have internet connectivity so that they're able to meet every day with their teachers. It's been a strain and stress on families. Many of our families are still working as essential employees, or they're working from home. So there's a real drain on access to internet, with maybe two or three children being on the internet and both parents or caregivers being on the internet.
Now, you mentioned you've been working on one-on-one for some time. Explain that in just a little greater detail.
A one-to-one is that every student has a piece of technology. So kindergarten through fifth grade, all students have an iPad. and students grades 6 through 12 have laptops. So therefore, in the district, our board has made a commitment a couple of years ago to ensure that every student has a piece of technology that they're able to have access to learning anywhere at any time.
And you mentioned the 200 hotspots. How does that work? Are you just give me the logistics. Give me a picture of that.
So the 200 hotspots are tools that allow internet connectivity for our families. They come with a cost, and it was interesting to watch those costs ramp up. Once the pandemic hit, you know, it would be from you could have a hotspot for free with a year commitment to a monthly fee to up to $200 a hotspot for each device that was purchased.
You're talking like a 4G hotspot, and you would purchase that from Verizon or a cell phone?
Yeah, there were different places that we could purchase hotspots from. They were generally being bought through internet providers like Verizon, like AT&T.
Okay, I'm just trying to paint the picture here. And also, we're getting a glimpse that this is a lot of technology that you have to pay for. How's the district's budget holding up? You don't have some transportation expenses, but you didn't have 200-some hotspots all over the county either last time.
Right. We are unanticipated costs to ramp up our technology to participate in virtual learning is over $100,000 at this time. We had to also increase some servers because of the number of students and staff that were going online to authenticate to participate in virtual learning. So it was an unanticipated cost of $100,000.
Right, you've been working on this issue for a long time. I could have had this conversation with you 2 years ago or even earlier. We need more rural broadband to help young people keep up and to help families stay connected. Talk about this endeavor that you have been working on for a long time.
So we do need more broadband, and we've reached out and we've discussed it with people that could make a difference. There's current conversations happening right now from a business side and legislatively within the region. The need for our families and our students to have the same opportunities for equitable disbursement of internet connectivity really needs to be a big discussion for rural Pennsylvania. We have invested in technology, looking at how to keep our students globally competitive when they leave Milton as graduates, not only to enter into the workforce and military, but higher education. As we all know, higher education has also been impacted by the pandemic, and those students and those that will be joining colleges in the fall, hopefully, will have to understand online courses and online learning, and that was why we started this endeavor a couple years ago, was just to give our students every opportunity to be successful once they graduate.
And there's additional costs for individuals to connect, just because there may be, let's say, service electric cable vision has a cable going past 100 homes in Turbot Township. It doesn't mean everybody can afford to get on those that high-speed opportunity.
That is true. I mean, we have a 63% free and reduced lunch rate, acknowledging that there is a level of poverty in our school district, which is not unlike a lot of school districts. And so there is an additional cost, and it's the way a board of directors decides to steward its resources, and our board of directors saw this as a vision that they believed was an opportunity for our students to become successful, you know, digital citizens for the rest of their lives. So the last couple of years, there's been a lot of resources dedicated to getting ready for a digital conversion with 2,050 students and a device anywhere from $300 to $700. It's quite a financial commitment.
You would like to see free internet for everyone? You use that
I'd
phrase?
I'd love to see free internet for everyone. It'd be great if, as a Commonwealth, that would be something that we would offer to any person that chose to live in Pennsylvania or visit Pennsylvania. One of the areas that we did in order to meet our community needs is we extended, during the pandemic, our Wi-Fi access outside of our school buildings into our parking lots, which was an additional cost. But we knew that folks were struggling getting internet, and so we saw it as an opportunity to serve our community.
You have some folks who drive in their cars and stay in the parking lot for hours using the connectivity and getting work done.
We do have folks that come into our parking lots, yes. I mean, they're also coming to pick up meals, but they do come and they do sit in their cars, or you'll see children outside if it's a nice day connecting to our Wi-Fi so that they have the opportunity to learn because they're so committed to their education. It's amazing to see the relationships our staff have with our students and how excited they are to see each other every day or on a Monday morning after a weekend. The kids are really happy to see each other virtually, and sometimes even the families are reconnecting with other families through our virtual learning platform. So it's not only serving education, but it's also bringing our community together.
Well, thank you so much for that glimpse. And also just mentioning something I could ask a thousand questions about also is the meals that you're distributing and the help and the volunteers and all of that. But we'll have to save that for another opportunity. Anything else important you'd like to add to this discussion?
No, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to share Milton's story and also to hear about some successes in the pandemic. I believe that we're doing the best we can. We have great participation. We have almost 100% participation. So we're really proud of our learning model and our faculty and our support staff and our administration and our families for the commitment they have to our students' learning. And I'm happy to talk about those meals anytime you're ready.
All right. Well, let's do that. We'll do that within a month, and I think it'll be time for an update. There are some silver linings here. You'll never have to go into a rural broadband meeting again and say, listen, we really need this. You can just proudly walk in and say, I told you so. Let's get to work and go from there. Thank you so much, Dr. Keegan. Thanks for checking in today.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dr. Kathy Keegan, Superintendent, Milton Area School District, talking about this online learning. The need for rural broadband is an initiative that she's worked on for a long time.